This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Lana Del Rey's new album Ultraviolence, which debuted last week at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. Del Rey has been a controversial figure, as critics debate the extent of her vocal talent versus her talent for publicity, and she recently caused a stir when she gave an interview in which she said, quote, "I wish I was dead already," and drew criticism from, among others, Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean. Ken says Del Rey is continuing a time-honored pop tradition of developing a public persona that challenges fans to decide what's real and what's not. Down on the West Coast, they got a saying, if you're not drinking, then you're not playing. But you got the music, you got the music in you, don't you?
Down on the West Coast. As an album, Ultraviolence is one long, languid mood piece. If you can't adjust to its wavelength, it's likely to seem ponderous. But let the music work on you, and its slow-motion emoting can be thrilling, sometimes funny, sometimes chilling. Collaborating on many cuts here with producer Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, Lana Del Rey performs with the kind of tremulous intensity that only masquerades as vulnerability.
Easter comedy and lasted for deadly nightshade. 'Cause I was filled with poison, but blessed with beauty and rage. Jen told me that it hit me and it felt like a kiss. Jen brought me back, reminded me of when we were kids. For some
to start with the provocations within that, the title song of Ultraviolence. For Del Rey to sing in the first verse that she is, quote, filled with poison but blessed with beauty and rage, well, she must be a bratty egomaniac, must she not? To use that title, a phrase cribbed from Anthony Burgess's A Clockwork Orange. To stuff the song with a quotation from the old Jerry Goffin Carol King song, He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Oh my, she's not condoning violence, is she? Del Rey, in her late 20s, has a firm grasp on pop history. She makes knowing references to 50s beat poetry and the 70s music of Lou Reed in another song, Brooklyn Baby. And on Money, Power, Glory, she throws all the accusations her critics have leveled against her right back at them.
You say that you wanna go to a land that's far away. To get there with the way that we're living today. You talk lots about God. Freedom comes from the call, but that's not what this bitch wants. Not what I want at all. I want
the music on this album, the instruments and arrangements used, could have appeared during almost any period of rock music since it began. She amusingly referred to her sound as narco swing in a New York Times interview. The singer's frequently multi-tracked vocals sometimes turn her into her own one-person girl group. She knows perfectly well what she's doing when she titles one song, Slept My Way Up to the Top, and I changed the first word there to avoid using the real title's four-letter one. Never mind the interviews in which she claims ignorance of or disinterest in feminism, she's faking you out again. In the music and in her videos, Del Rey toys with old notions of attractive young women using charms other than talent to achieve success. By owning these accusations rather than refuting them, she gets to critique not just the critique of her own skills, but also the sexist prejudice that can trail female transgressors in any pop art form.
Share my body and my mind with you. That's all over now. Did what I had to do. Cause you're so far past me now. Share my body and my life with you. That's way over now. There's not more I can do. You're so famous now. Got your Bible, got your gun, and you like to party and have fun. And I like my candy.
Lana Del Rey is sharp-witted, aiming to take her place among her predecessors. She is Morrissey with a better pout. She is Katy Perry with the blues. She's the daughter Twin Peaks' Laura Palmer never lived to have. Del Rey dares you to believe that she's all trouble and impure pleasure, even as she crafts music so darkly inviting, it enters you like a knife between your ribs.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Lana Del Rey's new album, Ultraviolence.